So, Lewis, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. I want to focus today's discussion on the tipping point of when you decided from, hey, I really want to make a change for my career versus actually putting a lot of action towards making a change. And I want to explain why, because I've seen your career really skyrocket in the last 10 years. And we've been talking from a coaching relationship over those 10 years. And what I struggle with when I look at the website and how we're helping people is there's a lot of people who want to make changes. They read articles, they get points, they're like, oh, these are great, I wish I would apply them. But then there's an inertia. A lot of people hit that inertia they don't actually do anything about it because it is uncomfortable to learn new skills. It sometimes does take a little bit of time. But from looking at your career, which has really skyrocketed, you have decided to take some action in the midst of these 10 years, and they have really paid off, and you've learned some amazing soft skills. And so I wanted to talk to you about your mindset and what really drove you from, hey, these are something I want to do versus, oh, I absolutely have to do something now, and then you did it. So talk to us a little bit about, are there several tipping points or what those stories might be?
I think this is a great question because there were several, you know, micro tipping points, if you will, but I think they were so subtle that I wasn't noticing it. What I did notice is there was a consistency of feedback I was getting from managers at the time. And
like what kind of feedback?
So the feedback was that, let me explain what I do. So what I do is performance marketing. And what I do is I grow business, you know, the user bases for businesses,
right,
for companies, especially in, you know, software companies and things,
okay,
of that nature.
Yeah.
For me, that was a very black and white thing to do.
Okay.
Input is you have this much money, you grow the business, output is this, right?
Right. Okay.
And I always understood that if I hit a KPI or, you know, key performance,
right,
indicator, a metric or whatever it is,
right,
you do well.
Right.
So did
that happen?
It did not happen.
Okay.
Right. So I found myself hitting the numbers but stagnating in terms of my position.
Like not being recognized for actually.
Yeah. I felt that
hitting
that was,
numbers?
Yeah, because
okay,
then the conversations were more, and I can't recall what they exactly were, but it became more of people didn't have visibility into what I was doing. There was things about, you know, me being a little bit isolated.
Okay.
So it was interesting, right? I thought I could just do what I do in isolation.
And the numbers will speak for themselves.
That's exactly what it
for
was,
you,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So there's like, If I could interpret a
yep,
little bit, and some of the stuff we talk about on the website, one of the things around soft skills is about self-promotion. So in terms of actually, you know, tooting your own horns, but not in a direct way, but actually sharing what you're doing with a lot of different people and letting them know kind of where things are going. I'm hearing that you notice that you weren't doing that, you just thought, hey, if I hit the numbers and share the numbers, that would give me the credibility that I deserve and the credit that I need.
Correct. And that was very far from what the reality was,
okay,
for me. At
okay,
least that was my takeaway from it. And what one of the things I did differently, because I started noticing maybe three different jobs that I noticed this type of feedback. So I basically took some of the feedback that you had given me, and I believe there was two main things. One is giving visibility very early into what I was doing upwards,
right,
to my manager. The second thing was giving a very early plan to them so that they can at least see the layout. And one of the inputs you had given me into that was that a manager wants to be included in the
right,
journey of what you're doing, right?
Right.
Makes them feel nice.
Right.
It's a warm
right,
and fuzzy. Makes
right,
them feel good. They don't feel like they're out in the dark. And it builds a trust factor.
Well, on top of that, I think some things we've talked about is sometimes people who manage do not understand the level of complexity and details in getting to the results that they expect you to achieve. And so if you don't share the steps it took to get there, sometimes the result seems like, oh, they might take it for granted, like that might have been pretty easy, which is why they might not appreciate.
So one of the key realizations I had, and this came later when I started, you know, and this is what it ladders up into, is when I started leading, per se, is that what I didn't realize is that your boss has to report to someone else.
Right.
So I'll go one step further. Not only is it, do you have to give the visibility early, but you also have to understand how to package that information properly so that they can communicate it upwards themselves. Mm-hmm. The more you can do that clearer,
right,
concisely, or the way they, you know, the best way they can convey their plan upwards, you make them look better.
Right.
And what happens is they look, always make your boss look like the smartest person.
Right.
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 And that was something that I did not realize later. If I had known that 10 years ago, I think it would have definitely advanced me earlier.
Right.
And I remember you giving me some of, it wasn't that advice, but I remember you giving me the visibility piece and the planning piece and things like that to communicate early. And I wasn't really in tune with it because I didn't really understand it. And I didn't understand the need of it, quite frankly.
Or why tell people that?
And what it is that I was very much a black and white person once again, you know.
Right.
The thing that is uncomfortable is that unknown. Meaning, soft skills is a very, like, it's very fluid, I'll say. I don't know how else to describe it. There's some best practices or guides that you can really follow, but you also have to develop your feeling around it.
Your own style.
Your style of it, right?
And it works differently with different execs because
you've
got to take a look at their style.
I think the key piece is getting their input early.
Right.
One of the things that I noticed you did as a consultant was early on, one of the what I was hearing, a question that kept coming up when you were talking to people early was that, what's your style of communication you prefer?
Right.
And I started doing things like that, and I started understanding that when you do that, you start building this rapport with your boss.
Right.
And what I found is that people who are higher up as execs, at least this is just my observation, is when they notice you take consideration into those details, they look at you as a more strategic person, I think. This is my feeling or my belief, right? And they start respecting you and looking at you in a different way.
Right.
And that's when you start making advances, is when you move out of the tactical bucket into the strategic bucket.
Right.
And that's what I started really realizing. And what that ends up leading to is that's your path towards leadership. When you start understanding those subtleties, at least in my opinion, you start forging a pathway to how to lead. Right?
Okay.
So now it becomes...
Because you now understand how your boss or your manager or your executives, what kind of information they need.
Well, you understand their pain.
Right.
Right? And you're
Or you're showing that you understand their pain.
Well, you want to understand their pain also because one of the things that it will give you insight into is that those will be your pains.
Yeah, if
when
you
start leading.
Right.
Right? And the way you move up is, regardless, you can get all the numbers you want. There will be a time to you will hit a ceiling that you need to start building your organization, or you need to lead people, or manage people, which takes leadership.
Okay.
And as you build that out, that's just how you advance, right?
Okay. Let me shift gears a little bit because that's a great story about, you know, you seeing a repeated feedback and then realizing that it's something you need to take action on. And you realize what the action is, which is managing upward. Tell us a little bit about how you... Did you just instantly become good at those?
Or not at all.
How did you get over the, I'm not even sure what to do there, and how to like keep learning this new set of upward communication skills, also managing upward skills?
So let me tell you something funny. And it was a... if everyone is familiar with George Costanza on the Seinfeld show, and if people aren't, it was this guy who was a bumbling idiot who basically was a loser who kept doing the wrong things. he went to ask this girl for a date and he got shy. And then he realized, I'm going to do everything the opposite today. Mm. So he told the girl the truth. Mm-hmm. And she completely said, yes, I'll go out with you. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that was important is because one day I just told myself in a new job, I said, you know what? I'm completely going to do the opposite of what I usually do.
Okay.
And a couple of those things were, I'm going to make a plan early. I'm going to reach out and proactively tell my boss. I'm going to schedule with them and tell them in 2 weeks you will have this plan. It'll be a 30, 60, 90-day plan. Mm-hmm. I'll lay it out for you and I'll walk you through it. And then this is what it's going to look like. And generally, that's not the way I used to do things. I would just start executing. You know, I'd think about what I want to do and then I'd execute.
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot of intricacies into it. But what it did say, you know, the main thing there was proactively doing it. Now, was it instant? No, it was not. It's an iterative process. It'll always be an iterative process. And what happens is you're going to get out there. You're going to do some stuff. You're going to, you know, not get some things right. You're going to get some other things right. But you're going to learn as you go.
Right.
It's a test fast, fail fast mentality for me.
Right.
And that's because of my profession.
Well, and I think you probably also saw some positive signs of doing the opposite, right?
Well, there was definitely...
Even if you didn't do everything, quote-unquote, right, there were positive feedback or motivation coming from your boss.
Yeah, and I can tell you that, I mean, just from the changes I made, I can definitely tell you it led to having more confidence, being able to lead more so, and monetizing it, quite frankly, more. If I were to put a number on it, I'd say it probably gained another 40% in my pay. Just because of simply being able to communicate better. It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, it was a big jump. And to be honest, it's only 40% because I've chosen to keep it at that level and lead a very balanced life because of my family and this and that. Mm-hmm. But it could easily have gotten up to probably 50 or 60% more.
Awesome. Awesome.
I mean, in my estimate, yeah.
Well, thanks for your time today. This was really, really helpful.
Well, thank you. I hope it helps.